This is STPB News. Good evening. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Forecasters expect snow to continue to move from west to east across South Dakota tonight and into tomorrow. Winter weather advisory is in effect for all of South Dakota except for the state's far southwestern corner. Matthew Dukes with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says a range of accumulations is expected.
The latest update does show the potential for fairly widespread light snow amounts, anywhere from a dusting in some spots to 2 to 3 inches. We are looking at the potential for perhaps a very narrowed band of maybe light to even moderate snowfall amounts of 2 to 3 inches or 2 to 4 inches, mainly across areas from Chamberlain through Huron and up through Watertown here later on overnight.
Duke says winds may gust as high as 45 miles per hour overnight and temperatures will drop into the single digits in West River by tomorrow. He expects those chilly temperatures to move east throughout Thursday. Renee Wise with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen says the wintry weather will lead to challenging conditions for motorists in her forecast area.
I would say that the morning commute tomorrow could be very dicey, not just because of any lingering snow across far eastern South Dakota, but also because any areas that saw some of that freezing drizzle before the ice, before the snow develops, is going to also have very icy road conditions for morning commute time, especially with the colder air settling in and freezing whatever snow and moisture blows across the surface of the roads. So be careful traveling in the morning if you have to.
Forecasters expect below zero temperatures to return and stay in place for the next several days after the storm moves through the state. Attorney General Marty Jackley says he wants legislation designed to restrict the supply of methamphetamine in South Dakota. Two of his proposals include increasing penalties for meth dealers and reinforcing mandatory minimum sentences. You're with STPB.